So this is all about supporting the new cancer centre in Burnie, which I have obviously spent a lot of time in. We're going to raise money and purchase some iPads and iPods for people who are having chemotherapy, because some people have to be there all day and spend a lot of time there. So it gives them something to do and just to pass the time away. And we're also doing up some after-treatment packs for people that have finished their treatment and can go home and just keep their minds busy and occupied.
You've, as you say, you've gone through the journey yourself. You've had, I think, 16 times you've been to chemo and 25 bouts of radiation. Your cousin gave me these details, by the way.
Yep.
So your journey's not over yet, though. So how's it all going for you personally?
Yeah, personally, it's going really, really good. So I finished radiation a few weeks ago. I'm still having Herceptin because my cancer was actually HER2 positive. So I still have to have Herceptin until March next year. But everything's going really well. It's really positive. And, so far, so good.
So the people who don't know, Herceptin is a drug. And the only reason I know this is because I actually used to work for the Cancer Council once and still involved as a volunteer. But it's a pretty expensive drug too. But thankfully, the government have put it on not the free pharmaceuticals, but the low-cost ones, haven't they?
Yes, they sure have. Yeah. So everything is covered, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it wasn't when I started, I can tell you. We put a lot of pressure on the government to do that. The Cancer Awareness Day, Somerset, the Roos are going to wear pink and white stripes instead of blue and white pink socks, but there's a lot going on around the ground as well. You've got a lunch at halftime in the senior game, and you've got a guest speaker as well, Tracy Beattie, who's a local breast care nurse. I know Tracy quite well, and she'll have them in the palm of her hand. She's a great speaker, so we're looking forward to that, no doubt.
Yeah, for sure. She's an amazing lady who does so much around the community for ladies that have breast cancer. So we're going to get her in and she's going to give a talk, especially a bit of education and a bit of tools just to let people do some self-checks at home so they can check themselves out, because lots of people that are my age, we can't have mammograms and things like that, and we can only diagnose it through self-checks.
Yeah.
So she's going to give people all the knowledge there. And then after that, once the seniors are finished, we've got about, I think, half a dozen boys that are shaving their heads. Put their hand up, and we raised money that way as well. And a couple of people are getting their hair coloured that didn't want to shave. There's also a lady who's getting her head shaved as well, which is fantastic. Sally, yep. And then later on that night, we're having the 80s disco.
Gee, it's going to be a big day.
It's a huge day.
It's called the Fight Like Emma Pink Day. The club have actually got some T-shirts made to commemorate it. And it probably doesn't surprise you, you know, these guys that are meant to be tough footballers, that inside they're just all marshmallows, aren't they, really?
They've got such big hearts,
haven't they?
Oh, they're amazing. So since I first found out that I had breast cancer, the boys there at Somerset have just been absolutely amazing. They are very supportive. When I came to them about having a pink day and doing this awareness day, they all later on come to me and told me that they wanted to purchase their own pink jumpers and pay for them themselves. And they've also donated their match payments for the day. So that's fantastic. And then also our seconds coach, he's donated his coaching payments for the course as well. So it's amazing.
And you've got a bit of local support as well. Businesses around the area have got right on board with this too.
Yeah, so Sig Signs have donated heaps of stubby holders that we had made. And they have Somerset logo, but then on the back they have the Fight Like Emma hashtag, so they donated about 50 of those. And then also La-di-da and people like that, they've all donated decorations and all jumped aboard, so it's been really, really good.
Now it's on Saturday, it's the last round of football for the Darwin Footy Association. Somerset will be playing in the finals, but the last home game. People should get along and support the club and support the cause, more importantly. So it's normally 12 o'clock and 2 o'clock for the reserves and senior games?
Yep, that's right, 12 o'clock and 2 o'clock, and everybody's welcome to come along, spend the whole day with us and even the night, so it should be a fantastic day.
Awesome, and now the disco's on at 7:30, it's only $5 to go in too, which is a cheap night, and you'll have the stubby holders on sale and T-shirts as well during the day too.
Yeah, stubby holders and T-shirts will be on sale all day. I don't have that many T-shirts left because everyone's been buying them off me, so it's been a bit crazy.
That's what happens when you get yourself on the front page of the paper.
No, my phone's been going crazy today. But, we'll have heaps of stubby holders and stuff, and they're a limited edition, so there won't be any more ever made, so get amongst it and buy some.
It's absolutely wonderful. Well done to the Somerset Footy Club, all the boys that have gone and put their hearts right into this cause as well. Good luck with your treatment, Emma, as we realise you're a long way from out of the woods yet, but hopefully it'll all go well for you. And once again, good luck to everyone on the day, and thanks for talking to me this afternoon.
Not a problem. Thank you so much, Martin.
You're welcome. So that's Emma Rolls, and it's a The day is called Fight Like Emma, Pink Day. It's the Somerset Footy Club. I think Langley Park is where their home ground is. So if you're not sure, just Google it and go along. If you don't go to another footy game for the rest of the season, go along and support this one simply because of what a great cause it is. And I've got to tell you, Somerset are playing in the finals, so it'll be good quality game as well.